Hello, I'm Lord Davidson, servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, and sent by God to the world on live stream and Roku. I am doing this audio from the office in my home in Plano, Texas. Plano is in Collin County, adjoining Dallas County on the north. In 1963, on November 22nd, I was attending a course at the State Fairgrounds in Dallas, Texas. I was, and I guess still am, a veterinarian, an equine man, and I was attending to a horse sale, a public horse sale being conducted at the fairgrounds at the State Fairgrounds of Texas. I was there x-raying a horse and had some ankle and foot problems, and the owner of the horse was present, and he and I, after I had finished the x-rays, were standing and talking, and a young man walked up and said, President Kennedy was just killed. I was shocked. A man that I was training a horse for, or attending a horse as the attending veterinarian, said, I'm not surprised. I was really shocked. I was really shocked. So after the person that brought the message to us left, I said to the man that made the statement, I'm not surprised, can you explain to me why you were not surprised? He said, he's too radical, referring to President Kennedy. At that time, I was 31 years old, and I was not completely familiar with President Kennedy's political stance or where he stood on certain issues. Over the past years, I've noticed that President Kennedy was not radical at all economically. Not at all. But someone that thought much like I do, did and did then, and always will. I could not understand the President of the United States dying by an assassin's bullet in Dallas, Texas, where I knew God had sent me in early 1963, to practice as a veterinarian. I was really shaken, and I'm not easily shaken. I was not shaken because of his religious views or anyone else's, nor even by his political views. I was shaken because he was my president elected by the people of the United States of America. I was shaken. Now, let's go back to what that man told us that President Kennedy was killed. I started driving back to my office in McKinney, Texas, up US 75. I drove east, apartment west, from the state fairgrounds of Dallas, Texas, and went to US 75. As I drove up that US 75, I had my radio on to the leading WBAP radio station in Dallas, Texas. And I heard news people talking through that station saying there was a curtain of military, of police officers, so forth, of down Dallas, Texas. I drove straight up US 75 to McKinney, and I did not see one cop. I was 31 years of age. I was astonished. Who was putting out that information? Was it the media? Was it the Dallas police? Was it the sheriff's department? Who was saying that kind of thing? I was startled. Really startled. So, over the days ensuing, I followed every news article that I could follow. I read every article that I could read. But with no news that satisfied my heart. But let's go back to the Sunday following President Kennedy being assassinated in Dallas, Texas. I had returned that morning to the state fairgrounds at the state fair in Dallas, Texas, to look at some more horses or treat some more horses that were present at the state fairground. And when I finished, I was going to visit or going to the home of my brother-in-law in Oak Cliff. And I was driving across from the state fairgrounds going to Oak Cliff, and I was not too far from where Oswald was being brought out of the jail to be transferred, if I recall correctly, and was in the possession of a captain of the Dallas Police Force. And all of a sudden, the person that was on the radio said, "Oh my God, Oswald has been shot." Later, it said, came out, Jack Ruby had shot him. Amen. In my spirit, I knew something was not right. The president's killed. And now the person that allegedly killed him was now killed. Following that, four other deaths occurred that, as far as I was concerned, could not be explained. Now, I am 31, 32, and my country, which 'tis of thee, 'tis of God, had a president assassinated or killed by an assassin's bullet, and the person that allegedly killed him was now shot, killed by an unknown, perhaps. I didn't know. I was one startled young man, disturbed. I read every article I could get, every investigation I could get, I could read. And frankly, I never believed they ever knew who was involved and who was behind the killing of President John F. Kennedy. Nor was I sure who was behind and involved in killing Oswald. In 1965, after investigating everything that I could, reading, investigating about my president's death, I turned to the Bible. Before I go on, I will tell you, I was not a Catholic. I guess you'd call me a Protestant, but I was not religiously prejudiced. Not at all. Nor Republican, nor Democrat. Just a startled citizen of the United States of America. Amen. 1965, I picked up the Bible. I said, there must be some answers in this Bible. For a year, I read, I studied. And after 1 year, I gave up finding answers in the Bible. I heard of a man named Bill Sands. He wrote a book. His father was a judge in California. And I got that book and I read it. And I was disappointed. I forgot the name of it, but Bill Sands said that I think 90% of the people went to prison were not rehabilitated. I was a troubled veterinarian, successful, financially, no problems. My wife and I had no problems. Our daughter was very popular, and we were very successful people. But I was disturbed. How could this happen to my country? I did not know at that time that God put up kings and he put them down. I think that's Daniel 2. I did not know that, or would I have believed it. But that's what goes on. I do not know always the mind of God. And I know today America has rejected the gospel of Jesus Christ. And they are, and they will suffer greatly because they rejected the gospel of Jesus Christ. I am grateful on this 50th, I suppose, anniversary that President John F. Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas, Texas, that I know, and many that believe my gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ are standing firm in the power and the faith of Jesus Christ, and will not waver, will not be shaken by things that come at them, either left or to the right, but will stand firm and fast in this gospel that I've preached to America since 1980 until the coming of Jesus Christ, our Lord. God bless you. Good night. Noel Davidson from his home in Plano, Texas. 20 minutes.